You're tuned to High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio on a Monday. Well, we have had a lovely, lovely bit of weather here across the High Plains. Hope you had a great weekend. We've got a lot of business going on. There's some cool things happening across the High Plains, and I've got someone in the studio with me right now, socially distanced and safely, and we are going to just chat about a very cool lecture that's happening tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Central. It is via Zoom, so everyone across the High Plains can absolutely attend. It is open to the public. It's part of the West Texas A&M Distinguished Lecture Series, and I love having the professors in to talk about that. Really cool topics and really great speakers they have. So their one tomorrow night is actually, I don't know much about this topic at all, so I'm glad that you're here, Dr. Brooks, to tell us about the chat with Dr. Brian Santeen. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Jenny.
Tell us a little bit about Dr. Brian Santeen's talk. What exactly is it? What's the title?
So the title of the talk is Postwar American Fiction and the Rise of Modern Conservatism. And his talk specifically is going to focus on Ralph Ellison, the novelist who's the author of Invisible Man, the anti-racist classic from the 1950s. Specifically, the talk is going to focus on the meaning of Ralph Ellison's near invisibility on the right.
So on the right, meaning right. Conservative.
Right, like from the perspective of what he calls movement conservatism.
Okay, so this is a talk that's specifically about literature. It's about post-World War II literature fiction, and he's going to be talking about how politics has played into that. Right now, we're obviously very divided. People across our region might be from different political spectrums. What are they going to get out of this talk?
Well, and so first of all, let me say he's approaching these issues as a cultural historian of ideas, historian of literature, not as a partisan. So I think it's going to be stimulating no matter what your political persuasion is. In a way, he's focused less on conservative ideas in literature than how literary texts have been received by political conservatives since World War II. You know, the thing that's exciting about his work is most scholarship on politics and literature in contemporary America focuses on the relationship between the left or liberalism and the left or in American literature. He's trying to think about the relationship between conservatism and, when I say conservatism or when he says movement conservatism, we're talking about sort of the coalition of people who, you know, helped lead to the Reagan Revolution in the 1980s. He's interested in that coalition of people and how they think about literature, how they think about the meaning and the value of literature, and how that's changed over time. That's essentially what he's interested in thinking about, and it's a very new lens for thinking about post-war literature.
And now Ellison, you know, that was definitely predates the 80s. How is he going to relate this, you know, the novel, The Invisible Man, to current modern things? Now, if people aren't familiar, might give people a quick snapshot of what that novel was.
Well, sure. And I should say that, you know, Ellison is an OKC native. He's from sort of big picture this part of the country. You know, one of the most, I think, important authors and artists to come out of this region. And his book is about, it's a fantastic book. It's one of the great American novels. He essentially crammed the whole history of race relations in America into this one novel and used this really powerful metaphor of invisibility to talk about the experience of being discriminated against in the United States. And I think it's a text, now I don't want to speak for Brian Santeen, but I think it's a text that has a lot to it that should be appealing to conservatives and liberals, left, right, center, wherever you're at. There's a lot to appeal to different audiences. I think what he's going to look at is how the novel has been received by those who are sort of coming from more the, you know, right of center, and how that reception might have shifted over time. And he's going to kind of use that as a case study for talking about what literature means to conservatism. I don't think anyone, no matter your political persuasion, I don't think anyone would disagree that conservatism is not a monolith. There are multiple ways to be a conservative, and there are multiple points of view represented within that broader category. And I think he's going to make connections between the tensions intrinsic to conservatism as well as the changes it's gone through and the changes in how people have understood this novel in particular and literature more generally.
We are chatting with Dr. Ryan Brooks of West Texas A&M University about the Distinguished Lecture Series that's taking place tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Central. It is via Zoom. I'll post a link that has the way that you can register. Everyone's welcome. If you've got an internet connection, Zoom in. It's a really cool format. They just do presentations. You listen to the lecture, and then there's usually a Q&A at the end. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Brian Santeen. Why did you select him in order to, you know, come and chat about this with the people of the Texas Panhandle and thereabouts?
Well, that's a great question. He is a younger scholar. He is just coming out with his first book. His first book is coming out this month, actually. It's Postwar American Fiction and the Rise of Modern Conservatism, 1945 to 2008. So he's talking about everything from the 40s and 50s up into the 21st century. And again, I think he and my co-host Chris McCauley in the Political Science Department at WT, we both felt he would be an excellent speaker to come in because he is asking new questions, questions that haven't been asked before, which is why, you know, I'm so excited about his new book coming out. And, you know, again, I think he's one of the things he's interested in is how. So, for instance, there's a phrase he uses to describe the attention sort of intrinsic to modern conservatism. He frames it as the tension between the stable social order of traditionalism and the creative destruction of free market capitalism. You know, those are two aspects of the Reagan coalition that obviously you can think about. There's ways to sort of reconcile those two things, traditionalism and the kind of creative destruction of the free market. But there's also a tension there. I don't think that's controversial to say that sometimes there's a tension between those two values. And I think he's going to be making connections between that and how literature is received. I should also say he is going to talk about some of the racial politics of movement conservatism beginning in the 1950s to the present and how shifting attitudes about racial and social justice movements might impact how texts are received. Both Chris and I got first excited about in terms of Brian's project was, you know, in a way he's trying to answer the question of why the phrase conservative novelist has come to seem like a bit of a oxymoron. Why mainstream contemporary literature has come to be so closely associated with liberal and left-wing values. And he kind of provides an answer to that. And it's not, I don't think, the answer that either someone who's sort of more left of center would give or the answer that someone sort of more right of center would give. So in a way, he's speaking to a situation that a lot of us probably have noticed, that conservatism and being a novelist right now in the 21st century don't always seem to go together. And he's kind of providing an answer to that question. And I think it's an interesting question. And I think his answer will be sort of surprising to people.
Well, I love that this is a collaboration with both the English department and the political science department. So anybody, I know we have a lot of history buffs across the High Plains that really love hearing about this. And he, you know, this is going to be talking specifically about a type of text, but it sounds like there's going to be a lot of content here.
Yes, definitely. I think the talk will focus on Ellison, but to kind of mention some of the names that Dr. Santeen talks about in his broader project, all of which will be relevant here. He talks about novelists like Flannery O'Connor, famous, you know, Catholic writer from the 1950s, Ayn Rand, Whitaker Chambers, Russell Kirk, some of whom are, you know, known more as political figures than novelists, some vice versa. He will talk about James Baldwin. He's going to talk about Norman Mailer, Sal Bellow, William F. Buckley Jr., Tom Wolfe, Toni Morrison, a lot of sort of leading lights in contemporary American fiction. He'll either touch on or we could ask him to explore those connections in the Q&A that follows the talk.
We've been talking to Dr. Ryan Brooks about the Distinguished Lecture Series Zoom session that's happening tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Central. Again, it's via Zoom. Everyone across the HPPR listening region is welcome to tune in and hear the presentation. And there is a question and answer at the end. So let's all get a free college course here. Dr. Brooks, thank you so much for your time here.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on to talk about this, Jenny, and I appreciate you giving us an opportunity to help promote these distinguished lecture events. These events are designed to help the university fulfill its mission of, you know, being a regional research university. It's designed to kind of enhance what happens in the classroom. Students are of course, welcome. But it is also intended for the community, so we really hope that your listeners will tune in. Well, Zoom in.
All right, I'll put a link up on hppr.org where you can get the link to register for this event and go ahead and attend that Zoom at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. All right, well, thanks, Dr. Brooks.
Thank you, Jenny.